She died too soon, but the little girl left a legacy helping kids with cancer. Christina Schultz lost her battle with leukemia in 2007 at the age of 9, but despite battling the tragic disease for several years, the selfless youngster came up with an idea to raise money for pediatric cancer research.
Was always trying to help other kids going through cancer, and her idea was to try and raise some money for research so that no kid would ever have to go through what she was going through.
Kylie Karolfi Malik with American Family Children's Hospital describes Christina with a beautiful spirit who cared about others. Christina started CAPS for the Cure in her school district of Sun Prairie, suggesting students pay $1 to get permission to wear a hat to school all day. Every school in her district agreed to participate. But Christina died just before the first official CAPS for the Cure event on April of 2007.
Since that first CAPS for the Cure day in 2007, over $75,000 have been raised for pediatric cancer research. And that research is done right here in Madison, Wisconsin at the American Family Children's Hospital.
Karolfi Malik says kids do get it, and the program has a lasting effect on them.
And they remember, they know why they've done it. They know that it supports kids with cancer, that they're wearing a hat in honor of a child who has cancer and may always be wearing a hat because he or she has lost their hair. So they really get it.
Karolfi Malik says CAPS for the Cure is a positive outcome of the pain and suffering Christina endured. Christina's family continues promoting the program as the girl's legacy. They're encouraging schools throughout the state to take part this year. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.